Well, today's program will reflect on the Lord's mercy. We'll also look at a variety of temptations, how we can be tempted in many different ways and overcome with God's help. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there, you. I've been waiting for you to show up. I've got a seat right in the front for you. Come on down. Don't be bashful. My name is Gary Zimek. We're going to be hanging out here together for the next 30 minutes. On today's program, we will look at the Mass readings for Wednesday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. These readings, you're going to love these readings because they remind us. And you know what? I think we need this reminder every day. They remind us of God's love and His mercy for us. We all know God loves us unconditionally. We all know He is merciful, and His mercy endures forever. Scripture tells us that, right? But we forget it. We forget it. And you know why you need to know it? Because if you're having a bad day, if you feel alone, if you're facing problems in your life, all of these things can make you forget, if you're not careful, about God's love and His presence in your life. If, on the other hand, you remember, or you know what verses to turn to, or you meditate on the fact that He loves you, if you remember that, then all of a sudden everything falls into place. Wait a minute, God loves me unconditionally. Therefore, this problem I'm facing, somehow He's letting this enter into my life because it can benefit me in some way. If somebody loves you, they're not going to allow things to happen in your life that are bad, right? And that's what we need to think. We need to be aware of God's love. And that's what this show is all about. Today, we will look at some readings that will really drive that point home. In addition, we will take a look at a nice lesson from the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone, which I like to feature every Wednesday on the show. It's all about a variety of temptations that occur in our lives. Let's not kid ourselves. We're going to have temptations. You've got them every day. One of the biggest temptations that I face is the temptation to be discouraged. The temptation to be discouraged when problems start to come my way, when I don't get what I want. You know that feeling? And we can easily, if we're not careful, become discouraged. How do we combat that? We combat that with, number one, acknowledging. What? What? Man, I scare myself sometimes. Acknowledging. There, that's better. Acknowledging that in our life we're going to have problems. Jesus told us that. He said it that in those words. In this life you will have problems. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. But, on the other hand, He will be with us wherever we go. And Romans 8:28 reminds us that all things work for the good for those who love God. Very, very important for us to remember. Very important for us to remember, because when things happen in our life that we don't like, we need to reflect on the fact that God loves us. Because otherwise what happens, we can get discouraged. We don't want to get discouraged. There is nothing to be discouraged about in life. You have the Lord. You got all you need. It's a matter of awareness. I say that so many times. So much of the work that I do has to do with awareness. Awareness that God is present in our life. We could easily forget about Him. We don't want to do that. And I know if you listen to this show, you don't want to do it either. That's why you listen. I want to remind you also that coming up on September the 4th, Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary begins here. Now, I have gotten some questions. What do we need to do? What book do I need to get? How do I sign up? All you need to do is show up on September the 4th. Bring your beverage, your snack, whatever you need, because we're going to chat about Jesus and His Blessed Mother. And for the next 33 days, the next 32 days after that, we will get prepared to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. Now, I did a program about total consecration. You can find that in the archives. I'll make sure it's a featured program so you see it when you go to my Blog Talk Radio page. I'll talk about it a little more on the Friday before we begin, which will be, what, September the 2nd, right? 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Yeah, we begin on the 4th, which is a Sunday. And I'll talk a little bit more about it to get you started. But if you want to find out more, I just remembered you can do this. You can go to followingthetruth.com, look through my blog, and I blogged about total consecration. I will send out an email to my subscribers, so make sure you're on my email newsletter list. You do that by going to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see a little box on the right-hand side of every page on the sidebar that says subscribe to Gary's newsletter. Make sure you put your email address in and respond to the email link, the email that you get in response. You'll get an email back. Check your spam folder. Sometimes it goes there. So in order for you to receive these emails, you got to prove you're a real person. That's the way Vertical Response, my email service, operates. They want to make sure these are legitimate subscribers. So you click on the link in that email, you open it up, click on the link, and boom, you are registered. You're on my mailing list. I don't send a lot of emails out. I am going to send one out prior to Total Consecration just to remind everyone what this is all about. So stay tuned for that. And look at, right now, you can just look at the blog. There's a link there to the show that I did about Total Consecration. Listen to that. It's a 30-minute show, and you'll get a better idea of what the whole process involves. It's not a big deal. You don't need a book. I'll provide the material. I'm not providing the snacks and the meals. You do that yourself this year. But I do give you the material you need on the air, because, you know, sometimes the book can overwhelm us. I'm a big believer in a lot of these methods. I'm going to be drawing from about six different preparation methods. They're all good in their own way, but they all have limitations. And also, if you want to get a book and do it, you really can do that on your own. I want to make this unique so that we can do this together. You're not going to be tied into a particular book, and I am going to give you a takeaway. You're going to have to do a little work. You're going to have to do some meditation. I'll give you some things to think about each day. And remember, St. Louis de Montfort said he recommends a 33-day preparation period, but it can be lengthened or shortened as needed. So you don't get hung up over the 33 days thing. If you miss a day or two, I mean, I really want you to take this seriously. If you want to get something out of it, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it, no doubt. But don't freak out if you miss a day or so. That you don't want to do that. The devil's going to try to convince you otherwise. Do your best with that, okay? And you'll get something out of it. So you can email me if you have any questions. We begin on September the 4th, which is a Sunday. I'll have the podcast uploaded probably sometime in the afternoon. I've learned to not make promises for when I load these things up because I'm just never sure. But for the first day, I think I want to make sure I'll get it up in the afternoon. It'll be 15 minutes on Saturday and Sunday because we do go 33 days straight. You're gonna be sick of me by the time we're done this. But hopefully it'll be a good spiritual experience for you. 33 days, weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 15-minute length. The program is 50 minutes in length. And then Monday through Friday, the show will be the regular 30 minutes in length. I think that's a lot more manageable. We used to do an hour at one time. That's hard. Listening to me for an hour each day, that qualifies for many years' release from purgatory, I'll tell you. So all I ask is that you listen to me for 30 minutes each day, Monday through Friday, and then 15 minutes on the weekends. But stay tuned for more information. We're very close. We're only a few weeks away. So I will make it a point to get that email out in the near future. And let's see. Oh, what else? I will put this on my website very soon. But there is a video, a little presentation I did. It's about 21, 22 minutes in length earlier this year for the Catholic Conference for Moms. It's called Jesus, I Trust in You, Overcoming Anxiety with the Help of the Lord. If you're someone who struggles with anxiety, tonight I put it out on Facebook, and I will also put a post on my website very soon, a link to the video. In the meantime, you can go to Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O.com, do a search for Gary Zimak, and all of my videos will come up. You'll see the one for Catholic Conference for Moms. It's a good brief presentation which will help you in your battle to overcome anxiety. So if you're someone who struggles with that, check it out. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It was done for moms, but even if you're not a mom, you'll get something out of it, because I talk about the five P's of peace, which are included in my book From Fear to Faith, but I do a nice brief explanation of them. So check that out. We filmed it in my living room. It was kind of cool the way it was done. And I'm grateful that Tammy Kaiser, who organized the conference, made the video available. And so check it out if you get a chance on Facebook, and soon to be on my website, followingthetruth.com. Okay, let's see. What do we have now? Anything else? I guess that's about it for now. Other than the fact that I would love to come to speak at your parish, let me know. Either email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com or check my website out, followingthetruth.com, and contact me through the website. You can watch some videos while there, get an idea of what you're getting into when you bring me to your parish. But I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about my relationship with him, how he's my friend, how we walk together each day, and how with his help it is possible to experience peace in your life. It's an amazing thing that I have experienced in my own life, and I want to share Christ with you and your parishioners. Followingthetruth.com for more information. Please keep in mind that donations are very important to keep me going in the summer. Thank you in advance for anything you could do. Also, the Amazon links, the Mystic Monk links, all on the website. You use those, and you help me out. You keep the show free of charge, and you keep my full-time apostolate going strong. Thank you for your help. The beverage du jour today, I got my nice big mug of Mystic Monk coffee from my official, it's my official Mystic Monk double-handled coffee mug. I'm going to take a sip right now. If you're like me and you like to drink coffee even in the summer, check out Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. You will not be disappointed. All right, time to pray. Are you ready? Let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for always being involved in our lives, no matter what we do, where we go. We're never alone. We wake up in the night, you are there. When we walk out the door in the morning to go to work, to go to school, to go to wherever we go, we know that you are with us. Help us to remember that fact and that you are always present. Father, thank you for sending us your Son Jesus to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that we may be able to live with you in heaven. Father, we ask you to heal all of the sick, grant them your peace. Let them know you love them. Help all those who are anxious today, all those who are lonely, all those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are experiencing extreme weather conditions, especially our brothers and sisters in Louisiana and Mississippi who are battling these devastating floods. Grant them the help that they need. Please help anyone battling addiction, those who are struggling financially, those who are homeless or homebound, those who are dealing with religious persecution as well. Father, we present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be. I give you this show. I turn it over to you and ask you to speak through me today. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion in the world. And inspire our government officials to follow your law and not their own personal agendas. We ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, who loves us so much and wants to be always by our side and wants to bring our intentions to her Son Jesus. We turn to you, Mary. And we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't it good that we can pray? I mean, as we face these problems, we're all going to have them. Imagine how hopeless it would be, it would feel, if we had no one to turn to. We have our saint friends. We have one another. And we can go directly to the Lord, who can fix any problem that you face. Take advantage of these intercessors, the saints in heaven, your friends on earth, right? And also go directly to the Lord. You want to cover all the bases. Don't just do one or the other. You want to make sure that all of your bases are covered. Instead of spending time worrying, spend time in prayer. That is time well spent. All right, you're listening to the Gary Zimek Show. I'm Gary Zimek. I do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The show is also available on TuneIn Radio and iTunes, free of charge. You can download it whenever you would like. In a few short weeks, on September the 4th, we will be going 7 days a week for 33 days straight as we prepare for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It is powerful, and it's something you want to do. Believe me, we will talk more about it as we go through it. I believe in this. I've done this for 5 years. This is the sixth annual total consecration preparation I'm doing. There's a reason why I do this. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary changed my life, and it will change your life as well. Stay tuned for more. Now let's look at the readings for Wednesday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. I think these readings are going to make you feel good. If you're struggling with anything today, really pay attention to these readings. They're going to remind you of just how much the Lord loves you. And he's going to ask something, though. He's going to ask you to love others as much as he loves you. That's tough. You can't do that on your own. You can only do that with his grace. But you've got that grace. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. If you've been baptized and confirmed, you have the Holy Spirit and his gifts in you. Your job is to really let him work in your life. Let's get to these readings. I'm getting ahead of myself. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 1 through 11. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. In these words, prophesy to them. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been pasturing themselves. Should not shepherds rather pasture sheep? You have fed off their milk, worn their wool, and slaughtered the fatlings, but the sheep you have not pastured. You did not strengthen the weak, nor heal the sick, nor bind up the injured. You did not bring back the strayed, nor seek the lost, but you lorded it over them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered for lack of a shepherd, and became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered and wandered over all the mountains and high hills. My sheep were scattered over the whole earth, with no one to look after them or to search for them. Therefore, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have been given over to pillage, and because my sheep have become food for every wild beast for lack of a shepherd, because my shepherds did not look after my sheep, but pastured themselves, and did not pasture my sheep, because of this, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, I swear I am coming against these shepherds. I will claim my sheep from them, and put a stop to their shepherding my sheep, so that they may no longer pasture themselves. I will save my sheep, that they may no longer be food for their mouths. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. This should make you feel really good. Now, here's something I want to warn you about as I take a sip of my coffee. When you look at this reading, don't be tempted into thinking, yeah, my pastor, he doesn't shepherd me the way he should. Some of these bishops, they need to get their acts together. You know, that's a very easy temptation for us to fall into. Don't do it. Don't do it. What you need to do is be responsible for yourself. And remember, there's two things I want you to remember from this. Number one, no matter how badly the earthly shepherds and your government officials, whoever they may be, no matter how badly they mess up, God cares enough that he's going to still find ways to take care of you personally and help get you to heaven. That's what this reading is all about. The people messed up, and the Lord said, you know what? I got to do something. I'm going to send a shepherd. I'm going to be the shepherd. And when Jesus came, what did he say? I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd, and he wants to be a part of your life. So yeah, we can blame other people. Don't waste your time. That's not a good use of your time. What is a good use of your time is to turn to Jesus, the good shepherd, who loves you and wants to help you to get to heaven and help you with your problems. Turn to him. And the other thing you could learn from this is ask yourself the question, what am I doing for the kingdom of God on earth. You know, we can point fingers all we want, and if you notice, I never do that. Because that's a decision that I made a long time ago when I started my apostolate. I am not going to criticize other people. I don't want to do that. What I want to do is look at my life and try to dig deep inside of me and say, all right, what am I doing? What am I speaking up about? Am I fed up that people aren't speaking out about abortion? Well, that might be the case, but what can I do? I'm going to speak out against abortion. I'm going to speak about Jesus. And I want you to do the same thing. It's easy to criticize. You can't control what other people do. Yes, people slack off. People go through the motions. I did it for many years. I know that. But what can I do to promote Jesus Christ in the world today, to bring Jesus to those around me? Do it. That's what we can get out of this. And know that the Lord loves us, and he's going to be there for us and help us along the way. The responsorial psalm today, I love it. It is one of my favorites. It is one I use often. It is one I read often. If you are anxious, just relax and listen to this. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Let me tell you something, my friend. If you have Jesus, you don't need anything else in life. Your material needs, yes. Material possessions, money to pay the bills, You technically need them, but for your happiness, the real thing that you need in your life is a relationship with Jesus. And for getting to heaven, that's another thing. So ultimately, that's what you really, really, really need. To be honest with you, homeless people can get to heaven. People that don't have any money, they can get to heaven. People living in poverty can get to heaven. But if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you're not getting to heaven. That's important to remember. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. With your rod and your staff that give me courage, you spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Man, I'll tell you what, you read that psalm over and over again, and you're going to feel a lot better. The Lord really speaks to us when we read sacred scripture. And if you're an anxious person, that psalm is one that you should always turn to. It's going to make you feel a lot better. Let's look at this gospel now. This is a great reminder of God's mercy. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for his usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out around 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to them in reply, "My friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I'm generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." What's the reminder for us? The reminder is that God loves each one of us equally, unconditionally, equally, with the same amount of love. It's not my business to look at somebody else and say, well, that person didn't go to church for years. How is it that they all of a sudden are back in the church and they're going to get the same graces that I get? We have to look at ourselves and realize that for many years, there's a chance that we weren't doing what we were supposed to be doing either. God is merciful on everyone. We can't judge people, including that person you know who doesn't go to church. You got to keep presenting the good news to them and be kind to them, because God loves them. God loves them more than you do, and he wants them to be back in the vineyard, right? So this is a great example of God's mercy. This should make you feel very good. No matter what, he loves you. We can't judge, and if God's going to be merciful to everyone, then we better be merciful too, or we're going to be in trouble. You know, we don't have any problem provided we don't start taking matters into our own hand and say, you know what, I'm not going to forgive this person. We have to. If God does it, we have to do the same thing. All right, while we have a couple minutes, let's take a look at variety of temptations, because we got to deal with temptations in life. Let's look at what this book has to say. This is My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Payone. A brief meditation. It comes in the format of Christ speaking to us. So let's listen to this. Let's listen to these words. Picture Jesus saying these words to you about the temptations that you face every day. My child, some have to bear serious temptations when they resolve to turn to me. Others have to fight great temptations towards the end of a good life. There are some who are bothered by temptations throughout most of their lifetime. Some persons are tempted lightly in accordance with my wisdom and justice. I have consideration for the condition and merits of each man, and I plan all things for the salvation of those who love my law. Some persons are spared from serious temptations, and they are often overcome by light ones in their daily life. I permit this so that these people may be humbled in their own eyes. Being aware of their weakness, they will not presume on their own strength and fall into serious sins. When you experience temptations, do not fear nor despair. Pray for my help, and then do what you can to remove the temptation. Remember the inspired words, God is faithful, and he will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength. But with the temptation, he will also give you a way out that you may be able to bear it. And these words of St. Paul, this is a reminder for us. If you're going to be tempted, you will have a way out. That way out is the Lord. So, yes, we all have temptations in life. A lot of times we can get a little bit proud and think, hey, I am past this. There is no way that I can ever fall for this temptation again. You know what happens next. This is one of the ways that the Lord keeps us humble. So actually be grateful for that, because you want to always turn to him. Something to think about: may I never become so self-centered as to think that I am the only one who suffers temptations. There is no more pitiful sight and to meet someone who feels that he has greater trials than everyone else. Every man has his cross, and some people have to bear far more than I ever could. And yet, this is not a Christian motive for patience and perseverance in time of trial and temptation. The true follower of Christ has higher reasons for fighting temptation. His reasons are supernatural. He wishes to avoid hell or a longer purgatory than he now has. He desires to make reparation for past sins by his present efforts. He wants to please God by overcoming his faults or increasing his virtues. He seeks to help the holy souls in purgatory. He is striving to obtain a particular favor for himself or some other person on earth. He may even be working to ensure or increase his glory in heaven. Finally, he may have the highest motive of all, to give God an unselfish proof of love by simply embracing his trials, because they are a part of God's all-wise plan. Let's close with a prayer. My Jesus, let me do my best to live my daily life in loyalty to you, my King. I do not want to complain nor pity myself. I desire, with your help, to face each task or trial and to handle it as you desire. Life's daily temptations can make me a real saint. I will not look for trouble, Lord, but I will do my best to face each hour's duties and trials for you. May I work, rest, play, and suffer as you desire of me. Amen. Well, I am just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to join me. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you. Talk to you next time.